Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for July the 9th, 2015. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson. Springer. Volliger.
Here. The board is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is the responsibility of the board to decide special uses and variances as they apply to city ordinances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to make a decision this evening. Anyway, could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the July 11th meeting?
So moved.
Second.
I call a roll, John.
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Volliger?
Yes. We have two cases this evening. The first one is case 15-048. At 2870 Pleasant Ridge Court. It's an A2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required rear yard setback from 40 feet to 25 feet to bring the existing structure, including existing deck, into code compliance, submitted by Chase Pilek. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located as shown on the graphic being displayed. It's east of the area of Pleasant Valley High School, and it is on Pleasant Ridge Court, which is off of Belmont Road. To get to the site, the arrows show the access into the site. This is an A2 district that requires a 40-foot rear yard setback. The southwest corner of the house is 35 feet from the rear property line, and the northwest corner of the house is 45 feet from the rear property line. This home was built during the time that the property was undergoing the rezoning to A2. It's feasible that this house preceded the setback requirement, or it's also feasible that since the house averaged 40-foot setback at that time, that it was considered in compliance at that time. That's not the way we measure them now. Now it is the nearest portion of any structure to a property line. We consider that to be the setback rather than an average setback. The setback also today, we include any attachments to the structure such as decks. This home has a deck that's existed for several years, and the deck is within 25 feet of the rear setback. Of the rear property line, I'm sorry. The applicant is having issues refinancing due to the setback non-compliance. This home and the situation has existed since 1977 without issue. The variance will simply acknowledge the existing structures and circumstances as they are today and bring that into compliance. The owner did nothing to self-impose this non-conforming issue and is seeking a variance so that the home can be in compliance and refinanced. Staff acknowledge that the applicant has demonstrated a hardship as related to this issue, and I believe that summarizes the request before you.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there board's decision?
Yeah, I think this is a good example of what the purpose of the plan and zone, or I'm sorry, the Board of Adjustment is for, and yeah. So I have no problem making a motion that we approve this variance.
And currently, there is a 25-foot setback from the deck, which is normal within the city as far as setbacks are concerned.
In most of your residential areas, that would be acceptable, but because this is the rural residential area, it's supposed to have 40 now.
Okay, thank you. Any motion on this?
I made a motion.
And I will second it.
Okay, would you call the roll, John?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Volliger?
Yes. Case number 15-048 at 2870 Pleasant Ridge Court has been approved. Case B is 15-049 at 3475 Woodholm Lane. It's an R1 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable garage area from 720 square feet to 1144 square feet to allow construction of a 26 by 44 foot garage, submitted by Sandy and Richard Tillman. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. This site is located just north of the intersection of Valley Drive and Monk's Road. It involves the lot that is highlighted in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to build a 26 by 44 garage in the rear corner of this lot. If allowed, the garage will be at the proper setbacks for side and rear yard as well as easements. This is a standard size lot that contains a 729 square foot house. If allowed, the garage would be approximately 60% larger than the 720 square feet allowed by code. Garages in this area vary in size between 288 square feet and 816 square feet, and five of the six garages in this area are under the 720 square feet allowed by code. Staff cannot identify a hardship, but does acknowledge that this request is in a secluded area, won't be visible or accessed by many people. I'm sure you found that it to be a little bit difficult to find yourself when you were going out to the site visit as well.
Yeah.
I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go to the podium, please, and state your name and address?
Hi, I am Sandy Tillman. We would just like to put a garage on this lot. It's like a double lot. We don't feel like it would be an inconvenience in a comparison to with the buildings around us. We feel that it actually would be of an upgrade. It will just be the garage site. It isn't proposed for any kind of business use at all.
Anything else, ma'am?
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request?
Hi, my name is Steve Hans. I'm a neighbor four houses away to the northwest, I'm sorry. And the only request, I think, as far as to maintain uniformity in the along those houses or the back side of the houses, is that the house just to the south of where this structure is being proposed, the house has a garage on it that's actually from the outside appears to have roughly the same length and so forth. I guess from the neighbor's perspective, we would like to see the back end of those garages or the end of the other house kind of line up a little bit, just for basically the siting and stuff in the neighborhood. Otherwise, we're very happy. These neighbors have purchased a property and they're coming in the neighborhood, and so we're tickled to get these improvements made.
This would be compatible in size, similar to the house next door, wouldn't it, in length and so forth. Is that right, John?
I don't have that information in front of me,
but
here. I do not know what the square footage of that one is.
Okay, but it is good.
The other structure doesn't go quite back to 10 foot in the back of the lot. It's like 20 foot in or something.
No, this difference?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's something like this?
Well.
House and garage combined?
Right.
Not quite that. Well,
something like that.
Yeah. Somewhere
in there. Yeah.
That's actually that would be his garage, and it's a driveway beside the garage.
Yeah, there's a driveway next to that garage.
Yeah, the driveway comes in this.
There is no homes all the way up the middle.
There is a driveway here that comes for this property. Of course, there's another little cover right here right now when the driveway comes out. And
I believe there's a
it's just a small cover.
Here.
And that will be removed.
Yeah. But, you know, we were just, I think from the neighborhood's perspective, we kind of like to see that lined up back there. Other than that,
Any suggestion on that, John?
It still will not come to the back of the house. It'll still be wherever that 44 feet falls, it still won't come quite to the back of the house. We know in where this line of the back of the house is. So it'll still be back of that.
And what's the reasoning for that? Why?
Oh, just because the other structure has been, you know, the visibility of the back lots and stuff, you know, like you from my house to the next house, and Jeff and Fred's house.
Which has a large 6 foot fence around it. And that house, I understand, is another empty house in that area, correct?
Yes.
That house is empty. There's like three or four empty houses in that area. This is probably going to be one of the nicer looking structures down there, actually.
It also has.
Some more kept up from great.
The house looks very nice.
The garage is going to look even nicer, so.
Our garage shouldn't even, the garage behind us in the place they're asking for, our garage should not even be taller than theirs because they do have an extra tall garage.
And like you say, on the backside of where he's talking, there is a driveway back there. They have a driveway.
Okay.
But nobody uses it as a house.
Sure, I think it's on the assessment map too.
But that's just all kind of.
Is there any other comments from anyone about this? What's the board's decision?
Well, I have some questions.
Okay, go ahead.
The applicant stated that the lot is a double lot, but it certainly doesn't appear to be twice the size of any of the lots in the neighborhood, and in fact is only 30% larger than it would be allowed if to be the minimum size in that area. 37.75% if we're going to do the math. But so it's only, it's not even a lot and a half by the minimum standards allowed in that zoning. And it certainly doesn't appear to be larger than any of the other lots down there. So
I've got it on the web GS or GIS map service here. Yeah. And it does show on there the numbers of it. I can show you a picture of it.
Well, I'm just using
it. It might very well be lots 3 and 4 of such and such subdivision. But by today's standard, I believe that the board member is stating
by the zoning standard that we have,
yes.
That doesn't, it doesn't add up to a double lot.
The majority of those lots down there are 45 to 50 wide.
Yes.
This lot is 95 wide.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. It's not a double lot by standards, but most of the lots down there are 45.
Well, and I guess I don't disagree with you. I'm just the point I'm making is that the math that we have to use for our standards is, you know, is that's what's dictated
this
by the zoning.
We got the two times, like you said, some are 45 and this one's like 90, so it's two times as wide as.
Yeah, across the street there.
I understand. Okay.
Right there is what you're talking about, or those lots are half the size.
Double lot, correct.
See what you mean.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Any other discussion from the board?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm concerned that we, you know, this is a structure that's larger than the house.
It'll be the largest.
And it'll be the largest structure in the whole neighborhood.
By far.
And it will also be, what it doesn't show, what we haven't looked at, is the proximity to the neighbor behind it, which is close. And when I went down there, yes, we did have some trouble getting there based on the original site description, but it was easy enough to figure out. So but the I guess my first
could you
is
take me off screen and then I'll try to bring up a map for them to see.
Yeah, I have a map here too.
But it just appears that that a structure of that size will overwhelm that neighborhood. And I understand your rear lot lines, sight lines, because that will basically block that entire sight line down the back of those lots.
The next house down, though, has a taller roof, so it's in line with it. This is not going to have any sight impact at all. If it was
so
just far in the back, it would be the other thing.
These are the two lots, which are actually one, as I realize, and then the house behind over here would be all that we're blocking. Per se, as far as where the garage would be. So the garage in this house would actually back to back, And there's only one window that's here. They have no windows here behind their garage, just FYI, to see through.
Well, again, part of the question is based on not just this structure, but questions that were asked on a routine basis in terms of appropriate sizes for garages in neighborhoods. And there's a reason that the ordinance is the way it is. And you're asking us to void the ordinance in your case. I mean, and to give you a special exemption. And I guess these are the kinds of things that trouble us on a routine basis. And I just feel like it's to me, it's worth discussion about whether or not this is one of those cases that, you know, we want to set any kind of precedent with, or are we?
You just allowed one off of Lumps Road that actually was not even a garage. It's actually a pole building that has a second story in it. And I guess, to be honest, that house, I didn't research it, but I know that that's very visible right off Lumps Road with the high dollar homes, very visible.
We did that, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, we didn't ask for anything that's going to blend into all the houses down there. It's a little longer than most houses, but again, the one right next to it, we're only going to be blocking, like I said, just his one window, because this whole back part is his garage, and that's his driveway. Yeah. And he don't live here. He rents it when he can. To my knowledge, he doesn't have any care. We did try to contact him just because of that, to be courteous about his window. But his window down here, in regards to the other neighbor, he did say that if we move this back, it would block his house, which this is just a driveway. And there is no other homes here to block anything from viewing. This home is way over here, and these homes are all up this road. And I have the bigger picture if you want to see it that way.
Part of the question is specific, part of it's generic. So.
And I understand that. That's why we're asking for a variance.
Okay.
We just have five vehicles. They're old vehicles that we just want to store. So the house itself, I mean, we're going to retire, and we may fix it up at that time and live in it. Right now, my daughter's
in the house.
Army, and she's, when she comes into town, she lives in it, and that's what we're going to do with it right now. So as far as the house goes, but it could be something where we would retire there, just FYI.
Okay.
Not that that's part of the variance. I just want to let you know it's not for of a business or a recreational.
Taxes. Classic cars.
No, that's what I have. Basically, you're going to use it to store classic cars. No comment. No, it's just on me.
Any other discussion by anyone?
Bob or?
Someone want to make a motion?
This is the, as long as I can do this, you can see their garage just
let's turn it this way.
You see, they don't have any windows. That's what I was trying to tell you. And you can see his, as the road goes up, you can also see how high his garage is, even in essence to his home right there. Again, that was on a website.
Mm-hmm. You're about the garage to the right, then you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Because the house is set so far to the left of the property. Yeah. And again, then I did kind of pick out all the bigger garages that were in the area. There are several around, but the newest one would be the one right there at Monk's. It is a little over 200 feet that you would have to check on, but I just don't know what I show here.
Yeah.
There is five of them. A couple of them are off the old highway valley, but several
further discussion?
It seems like it's a large garage for that area.
It's a very large garage for the area.
And I understand your purpose.
26 wide, that isn't large to a garage, and the depth, we do have the depth on that property. It's not going to stick out in front of any home, and not unless you make us bring it forward. We tried to make it so it was very concealing.
Your concern with bringing it forward is it will affect that window.
Well, I mean, that was one of the reasons we just kind of had it, you know, we had it come out with a couple people that specced it out for us, and keeping it narrower, we could have asked for different sizes, but we kept it narrower just because it won't stick out like a big building when you're driving into it. It's going to be like a home, looking like a home. And then we do have that depth because of that. Like I said, because of the property behind us, we do have that depth.
Right.
It's very big. If you guys pull up to it, it's very big. You can see that even as we have the...
Well, we've actually all been there.
Little tiny house.
So yeah. You see
we go out and visit the sites. So
right. He said that at the beginning. I'm just saying, even when you pull up and you see the covered car garage, that's 28 feet.
And that's going to disappear, that covered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I suppose that's an improvement.
Yeah.
You want to make a motion, Dave?
At this point, my major concern, I appreciate the applicant's perspective on this and their use and their desire. My major concern is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is a big leap over some of the things that have been allowed previously. To me, it is. But I don't have any additional information that supports that.
We did allow that one on Monk's Road.
Yep.
That barn, that two-story barn. We allowed that. That was in that area too. Remember that?
I don't remember the specifics of it.
No, we did that, yeah. It's on the left side going north.
Mm-hmm. John, what did you say we were asking for square foot?
I'm just showing you the length again, showing you where the garage is.
1144?
Right, but how much over?
60% over.
Which is what? We're asking for what, 424 square feet?
Well, you're asking for 1,144 square feet.
Over what we can have, is what I'm saying.
720.
720 is what you can have.
Right. So,
yeah.
So you have another 4.
424.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we're asking.
Which is
even bigger than you'd have. It's in an R1 area, which is...
The neighbors don't seem to be upset
no.
about this. No.
Well, then that's facts B.
Let me make a motion that we approve case number 15-049 at 3475 Woodhall Home Lane in R1 District and see what happens. Call the roll, John.
Falk.
I believe we need a second, don't we?
Oh.
Yeah, we need a second. Okay, Bob?
Oh, very honestly, I'm not prepared to second this motion.
Okay.
I guess I'll second it so you can vote on it.
Or we do have an alternative.
Which is?
Is that because they... Has the applicant been appraised of the fact that they do need a unanimous decision here tonight?
They have not.
That's right. That's
yeah, I'll explain.
Delay it.
We are a 5-member board. but the code says that you must have a concurring vote of three board members. So tonight that there's only three board members here, you in essence need a unanimous vote in order for this to pass. If it's 2-1, it fails. So the chairman has been gracious in the past that if you're in a situation like this and you wanted to defer it to another month when there would be more board members here, that's something that we've done in the past, and I believe that's what you're alluding to.
That's true. If you would like to defer this until the August meeting, we can do that.
Is that due to the fact that Mr. Falk does not feel like he's comfortable voting, and we have
that the could be. We haven't voted, but that could be, ma'am. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it normal to have three? We didn't realize that, I guess, or.
It has happened from time to time.
We have to have three to have a meeting.
Yeah, you have to have three to have the meeting.
But the way the code sets forth, you got to have three votes.
You
got to
have three votes affirmed.
So if we have five here, you have a better odds.
Yeah, your chances are much better with a full board on any topic. There are very few what we would call slam dunk type situations, and where we have concerns about these things, we want to make sure that you as the applicant have as much chance as possible to air your perspective in your case and make sure that we're even handed about it, as opposed, because if we vote on it and it does not pass, it's a year before you can resubmit.
And again, a 2-1 vote fails tonight, even if you have a majority voting for it tonight.
So yes, you're right. I am uncomfortable with it, but I'm trying to be fair and upfront about it by bringing the subject forward so that you understand that there are alternatives, and that that waiting a month might be much better than potentially waiting a year.
You would like to wait a month?
I mean, twice, right?
Okay.
So, we're our favor, I guess, on that.
Pardon, sir?
So, we don't have any choice in our favor but to wait a month.
Right. So, we'll defer case number 15-049 at 3475 Woodholm Lane till the August meeting.
Okay.
Is there anything else, John?
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We're adjourned.